Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food, and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru, and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about, and you're disappointed, and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food. It's good food, and it's good for you. Use my code LEVELUP15. You'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros, there's micros. It's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15. 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive. Rob Parr. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Are you okay?
Oh my God.
What is?
Oh my God.
Can you tell me why you had to cut the face off the dummy?
I didn't think it was very realistic in the movie, and it turns out it's pretty realistic.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Welcome back to the show, folks. My name is Will Koontz. Happy Tuesday or Sunday, whenever you're listening to this. I hope it was a good weekend. I always get it's cool. Like, I started my third seasonal job that I have. Not complaining. I'm just saying this is a reality that I face. Every year I say I'm going to quit. And I just can't. My car breaks. Something happens. I need the money. So I do this. I do this announcing for my friend's parent's company, Florida Road Races. And I really like those people and everything. So I like doing it. They love me. I'm like a part of their family. And but oh my God, it just ruins the weekend. And when you work for the weekend, you want to relax on the weekend. You want to have some drinks. You want to, go out with some buds. Enjoy the fruits of their labor. And unfortunately, you got to get up. Got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Sundays. And it ruins the weekend. Now, not every Sunday, mind you. And it is fun. It's a fun gig. I don't really mind it. But it's shocking to get up at that time of day. That's next level type stuff there. And I talk to people who do like radio and stuff that early in the morning. I go, oh, I guess you get used to it. After a little while, they get, no. Talked to Roger and JP about it when they were here last time. Like, no, you never get used to it. It's they do a show from like 5 to like, I guess, 2 in the afternoon. Technically, they do a morning show in Long Island, and then that's mostly music. And then they have the talk show here on the Bone. So, no, you never get used to it. But yeah, it just kind of soils the weekend. It's Sunday and Saturday, you can kind of get some stuff done, but not really. I mean, you're just there in preparation for knowing that you got to get up at 4 a.m. the next day. But I need money. My car broke. It's not broken. I just didn't have brakes. It wouldn't stop. So, it ran okay. And I want to say thank you, by the way, to Eddie. Eddie's a listener of the of the show and Stay Woke and The Bone. And I just want to thank him. He has a company. Let me find it here. I pulled it up so I could tell you guys about it. It's Matt G's Mobile Mechanic. And you can find that at 727-320-3265. Matt G's Mobile Mechanic.com. He's a very qualified man. He does great work, and he's very affordable. And he really hooked me up with getting me set up because the brake job that I needed, you know, was you had to, of course, pull out the whole back end of the car, pull out the axle of the car, change the seal, put it back. And then I go, okay, good. Well, now I got back brakes. Thank you, Eddie. And then he goes, well, you know, listen, you should get this other thing done. Everything's connected in the car. It's just like a body. You know, it's machinery, so everything's kind of connected. And then he goes, hey, I can change the seal for you. I know I had some sort of leak, vac leak there that was idled rough and whatever. So I didn't realize how big of a job that was going to be. So bless his heart, though, Eddie came out, spent 6 hours at my damn house and fixed that. And then, of course, something else goes wrong on it. He's like, you need this part. And I was just like, oh, my God, I can't do this. And he's like, look, just buy the part. I'll put it in for you. It's pretty easy. So bless his heart. He's the man. Check out Mike G's MobileMechanic.com. Or you can find it on my Instagram, too, home_made_man. I wish I got that type of, like, manly trait so I could just look at something and be like, oh, yeah, I know how to fix that. No problem. I got it. I'll just do it myself. Didn't get it. I think my dad's pretty good at that stuff. He can build his own cabinets in his house. He does that all the time. When he flips houses, he'll just, you know, redo the kitchen himself. That seems so outlandish to me. I can't tell you how I'd look at it and I just go, what are you doing? You're breaking it. And then I come back a few weeks later and it's beautiful. He goes, oh, I just whipped this up in the garage with my saws. I just go, wow. It's impressive. I said, man, I wish you gave me those sort of traits because I do not have them. Oh, you'd be surprised. You could do it. You have it in you. You're my son. And I went, no. Nope, I can't. I know what my strengths are and I know what my weaknesses are. I know me as a person and I'm useless, borderline useless as a man. It really hurts my heart. It hurts my feelings. But this is the reality. But thank God there are people like Eddie. You know, finding a good mechanic is, I mean, these people will take you for a ride. And they have no idea. This is sexist, but I can't imagine being a woman and going into a mechanic's office, shop. That's how much of a man I'm not. I called it a mechanic's office. I stink. A shop, and then being like, yeah, I don't know what's going on with my car. It's just not working. And then just being like, I'll fix it. It's $5,000. And then they just put a battery in or something. Like, they could do that. And nobody would really know. I mean, unless, you know, they know what they're doing, number one, where you go, yeah, oh, yeah, you're lying. And I'm going to call the cops on you and report you. But they must get away with that stuff all the time. Those chain, oh, my God, those chain places, the Midases, the Tire Kingdoms, you know, no... Not calling anybody out in particular, but those are all scams. All those places are just trying to rip you off. They do this thing. I did that when I got my brakes done. I took it into Tire Kingdom, I think it was at the time. And no, sorry, it wasn't. I don't want to badmouth Tire Kingdom if it wasn't them. It's all the same though. All those places. If it wasn't Tire, it's another one. It was a red sign. Never mind. Doesn't matter. But they take it in and they go brake special $69.99. And I went, all right, nice. That's within my budget. I can totally afford that because I had no brakes and front brakes on the car. And they go, all right, well, let's see. Let's cash you out here. That'll be $320. And you go, what? What happened to 69 bucks? Oh, well, that's for the pads. You know, you can't put pads on without the rotors. We had to change your rotors as well. And then you go, you guys are... This is false advertising. What the hell? Now, I should have just said, no, I'm not going to pay you that. Take it down, and I'll take it somewhere else. But I didn't have brakes. Like, literally, my brakes were nothing. So I was like, all right, man. That was a mistake. I should have just risked my life and taken it to another shop and got it just repadded. Because, yeah, you can repad those things. It's not a big deal. You don't have to change the rotors. You just put new pads on. It's fine. It's that old truck. It's not a BMW. I just want to not die, okay? That's all I want of my vehicle, is not to be deceased driving it. I want to be able to stop and go. That's it. So, yeah, those places, I wish I had that in me where I could just do manly stuff without even thinking about it. Maybe one day, if I ever get some time. Like, you could do anything with YouTube, right? You just sit down, take the time, and you'll learn stuff. You just have to watch, and I don't have the attention span, though, either. I'm not good at anything. This is what I'm finding out. I'm not great at anything. If you've been listening to this program for any period of time, you know that. You know that now. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Make sure you subscribe to HMB Radio because you can get the Homemade Broadcast as well as the HMB Sides podcast, which I usually just take a clip from the radio show and play it. But the radio show is Stay Woke, by the way. It's on at midnights on 102.5 The Bone. You can get it at theboneonline.com. We're going to have a clip from it later in this show. It was a doozy, boy. We had there was an R&B singer who said that you can perform a gay sex act and not be gay, because that's the world we live in. It's very strange. It's a strange new world out there. So we're going to get to that later in the show. And I want to say thank you very much to my friends at Truvy Salon and Spa, TRU, V as in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Chrissy Parker, my God, she is doing monstrous things. By monstrous, I mean good in this case. That's not a good word to use, but she's doing great things to ladies' hair and men's hair, mostly women, though. It's a salon. You know, guys go to barbers typically, but she'll cut your hair if you're a fella. She has no problem doing that. She does a good job. She cut my hair once. But Christmas time's coming up, Thanksgiving. You know, you're going to want to look good seeing your family. You don't want to walk in. You know you're an embarrassment, much like me. So at least look good for them. Don't just show up like a schlub. Put on a dress, okay? Get your hair done. Look nice. It's the least you can do for your mother, okay? Make your appointment today. TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSaintPete.com.
This week's big story for me was Governor DeSantis and the Florida Department of Transportation announce a $1.4 billion construction job of the I-275 State Road 60 interchange in Tampa. You people that drive that thing every day are the salt of the earth. Truly. You're poor, but you are the salt of the earth. I can't imagine driving on that goddamn thing every day. The thought of it makes me sick. I can't. My car's broken. I can't drive it, okay? Don't ask me to go over there. Tampa is a wasteland. And I know there's a lot of cool stuff over there. I like Tampa, but I never go there because it makes me sick, that traffic that I see. And it's constant. Doesn't matter what time of day, unless you're driving like super late at night, like 1 o'clock in the morning, it's not too bad. Every time I've been down that way, I've been in somebody else's car. They made me go. Didn't even really want to go. And it's been like if I go to a Lightning game or something like that, it is just the pits. It makes me nauseous to see it. It makes me like, oh, God, this is just time. Tick, tick. I'm 1 second closer to death. I'm 1 second closer to death. Now I'm an hour. Stuck in traffic 1 hour. But that's life. That's life in the city, man. But this reconstruction of that exchange or road, whatever you call it, is gonna be good, right? Let's hear this from ABC Action News.
Well, relief is coming at one of Tampa Bay's most congested interchanges. The governor just approved a $1.4 billion plan to improve traffic at I-275 near West Shore. ABC Action News reporter Wendy Lane is driving Tampa Bay forward to find out what exactly will change on your commute.
It backs up for miles. It should take 45 minutes, an hour and a half to get home. people who have to use the I-275 interchange at the Tampa side of the Howard Franklin Bridge every day know something about traffic.
Oh, I've been stuck in that traffic where I'd be there for like an hour waiting to get through.
That's because the West Shore Business District is the biggest employer in the Tampa Bay area with more than 4,000 businesses.
Everybody's trying to get here or through here, and everything around it's really been improved. They widened the interstate from West Shore to downtown a few years ago. They've widened the Veterans Expressway. They're about to build a wider Howard Franklin Bridge, but they hadn't made any changes to the interchange.
So they're already doing work on it. They're like, if this will help, guess what? Doesn't help. Does nothing. It's still packed as hell. Maybe this will do the trick. Let's see.
But now, after 20 years of planning, it's happening. Governor DeSantis approved a $1.4 billion plan to update the West Shore interchange. This conceptual design shows a number of lanes added to the interchange that connect the Howard Franklin Bridge, Courtney Campbell Causeway, Veterans Expressway, and the Tampa International Airport, including two expressway toll lanes.
Okay, it made me nauseous before. I'm looking at the map of this thing. Look it up. It looks so complicated. We have wrong way drivers here. We have an epidemic of people driving the wrong way. I can't imagine that's going to get any better with this. I mean, it is twisty tubes, loop-de-loops, underpasses, overpasses. It looks like 20 lanes in this part of the area. And you know what? It's not going to really help anything. Let's see. Well, maybe it will. Okay, I'm not going to be a negative Nance here. Maybe it will help.
The construction project isn't scheduled to start until 2023, and it's a 4 to 5 year long project, so it could be 8 to 9 years down the road before West Shore commuters can benefit from the changes.
There you go. So 10 years, most of us will be dead by then after the first Civil War breaks out, and the people with guns somehow manage to survive. You know, more likely to survive, kill the people without the guns, and conquer the earth. Then after that, 5 more years, we'll be able to have this new, awesome, new connection, interchange in the Tampa area. We'll be able to drive. We won't need it. Half the population will be gone. That's really, you know, frankly, what we need, if I could tell you the truth. We need just a cleansing of the area. There's too many people. See, this man?
It would have been done years ago. It's big relief, but I think that they're keeping up with the times. They're definitely further behind, and they need to keep going before we get even further behind.
Good input. He's going to die. This fella is going to be one of the first casualties of the new Civil War that's going to come when Trump gets reelected in 2020. He's going to be the first to go, I have a feeling. He's got great insight into the project. It's a shame. We'll miss him as a Tampanian, Tampa Bay resident. But look, he had to go, man. What can you do? What more do you want? 813-693-2124. What do you think about this? $1.4 billion. I'm glad to see that they're working on some of the interstates. That's everything's crumbling. The overpasses are crumbling. I just can't imagine the construction. How do you do that? How do you do construction when people are, that's like their main way of getting there? Oh, my God. It's just going to be hell for 10 years. 10 years. It's an hour now. How long is it going to take? 3 hours? 4 hours? You know it's going to add you the commute time. And they'll be like, well, you know, eventually it'll get done and it will make things better. I don't know. I grew up in Largo and Almerton Road was famous. It was under construction for half of my life. I'm not even kidding. 10 years. I still see cones out every once in a while. They're still working on it in some places. Did it really make it better? Yeah, it did. It only took 15 years. That's the price of progress. That's life in a big city. That's how things are done. 813-693-2124. Are you excited about this? Are you happy that this is happening? Are you afraid that's going to add to your commute? I want to know. 813-693-2124. A little bit earlier this week, I talked to my friend Zach Townsend. Zach's a writer and a comedian. Now he's in Nashville out there doing stuff, but used to live here. And he's an aspiring writer, like I said, and he wrote this script, and he promotes it all the time. He's a big Always Sunny in Philadelphia fan, and he wrote this script for them. And he, you know, put it on Instagram, shared it around, And the new season was coming out. It premiered earlier this last week. And he noticed some similarities in the tease. And he thought that potentially, maybe, they may have lifted this script from him. It's pretty wild. It's a bold accusation, but he thought that maybe that was the case. He called in, and I talked to him for a minute, and he insulted me. And sometimes I wonder why I bother helping him, because he's not a nice man. But he's a funny guy, and he is my friend, so I talked to him. So let's listen to that call with Zach and Ali from Zebra Corner.
Hey,
what's going on, dog?
Hey, what's up, gang?
How you doing? How you feeling?
Also, Will, if I have to hear you refer to another person as dog one more time on the radio,
what are you talking
I'll
about?
I'll fly down to Florida and slap you across the
That's
face.
That's just
myself.
How I talk. What are you talking about, dog?
Shut up. Right. And also, you and Ali, I called more to bust some balls. You know what? That's all I really wanted to do. But you and Ali talking about being single. Trust me, nobody's second guessing that you guys are single. He's talking about he bought a $1,000 Newman jacket from Jurassic Park off eBay.
That's right. No, the cane.
And Will, and by now your listeners have seen you. You look like you smell like Lena Dunham.
Look, I'm not going to say you're wrong, but I want to talk about this thing because you're convinced that the Always Sunny in Philadelphia people stole your script, right?
They're thieves.
Why do
I'm
you
kidding.
Think
no,
this?
No, I don't think they stole it. I don't know. I have my hunches. It's a big thing. I wrote a spec script like last year, and it was called The Gang Goes to the Zoo. And then this year, before they started filming, they're filming an episode at the zoo, which I don't know.
It seems
coincidence.
Now, do you think, though, that you, because you said, well, I posted it on Instagram. It's got 500 likes. They must have seen it. So you're for sure certain that this crew saw your script.
I think I'm about 85% sure somebody's seen it. Yes.
And the premise.
But I'm glad we're breaking the news at midnight in Tampa Bay too. This will surely get the attention that I've been hoping
for.
Well,
I'm here to help you, by the way. So I will do what I
all
can.
All these messed out truck drivers listening right now, I'm sure they can really help me.
Hey, I think we could start a Twitter campaign at the very least.
Sexual
deviant George out there
playing while they're molesting their children. Yeah, I'm sure this will really help.
I don't know why I bother. You told me the story. I go, well, let me try to help you at least. We can talk about it. But what I was telling you on the phone earlier today was that this wasn't necessarily, you know, in their defense, like a groundbreaking thing. Like your premise was that the gang goes to the zoo. And that's not really, you know, it's been done before, right?
Well, the gang has never gone to the zoo, no.
But other TV shows and stuff have done like shows like that where it's not like a...
Name one.
I don't know, dude. I don't watch TV.
Exactly.
The Simpsons, I'm sure, have done it at some
point. I think
point.
Futurama as well is in there somewhere.
They've probably gone to the zoo. Yeah, that's for sure. Honestly can't think of another one, though.
You saw the preview, and you said there were similarities to stuff that was in your script.
There was in the preview. I mean, I guess everybody should tune in tomorrow and see for themselves when they're not working an 18-hour freight truck shift, if they have time.
What season is this of Always Sunny, anyways?
14.
Oh, my God. They must. Yeah, maybe they're running out of ideas. Episode or season 14, that's a lot. Maybe they're just like, yeah, we can steal from this moron. He's not going to know. What is he going to do? And what could you do? even if they did steal it, like, what could you do? What recourse do you have?
I don't know. Do you have the Dom's number?
Yeah, I can get that for you. Yeah, I can get that for you. He can definitely refer you to somebody. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Zach.
Yeah. Sorry. I did stand up comedy tonight. I'm in a bit of a mood. Sorry.
Yeah, I can tell. All right, Zach. How do they find you on social media and stuff? Because you're famous now.
At Mac Townsend.
Very good. All right, Zach. Yeah. Later, man.
All right, buddies. See you later.
Bye bye.
See you, Zach.
He'll call me sometimes, and that's the relationship we have. I totally get it. And he'll just start berating me immediately.
He made me feel like I was in trouble, and he didn't even directly speak to me the entire phone call, but I just feel like dirty. Like, I feel like I did something wrong.
Oh, he's a piece of garbage. He stole my bicycle, by the way. I didn't even know this, right? So Zach, I love him to death. He's one of my best friends in the world. But he is garbage, human garbage. And I guess I should have let him on the phone to defend himself here. But he, I gave him, he got in a car accident. And I was like, well, I have an extra bicycle. You know, I want it. I was like, you can borrow it kind of like indefinitely, but I kind of do like want it back at a certain point. And then I, you know, didn't talk to him for a few weeks. And then I find out, like, it was my birthday. And I was like, hey, man, come out and have some beers with me for my birthday, at least. And this is like 3 months. I haven't seen him. And then I find out he's gone. He left. He moved to Nashville. And then I go, dude, where's my bike at? And he goes, oh, it's in storage in Tampa. And I go, no, it's not. You liar. You stole it. What he did was he either took it to Nashville with him, but what I think he did is I think he just sold it on Craigslist and got $20 for it.
No, he did because Zach is actually my best employee. He's a great script writer.
Yeah.
And he actually sent me a script, and in the plot of it, he steals someone's bike and sells it and doesn't tell the person.
I'm really not
I never
surprised.
Realized... That was you.
That was me. I'm the guy who stole my bike. Now, this wasn't like a high-priced item. I got it, I think, on Craigslist for $40. It is kind of the principle of the thing. And his problem is he didn't grow up with a dad. So he has no shame whatsoever. He has no moral code at all. I would never let the guy stay alone in my apartment. Love getting beers with him. Absolutely love it. So much fun, but really just human garbage.
So I don't know. I texted him. I said, did they steal your script? And he never answered me back. He's probably stealing people's bikes and selling them on Craigslist. I don't know. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcasts.com. Homemade Podcasts is a media consulting company that I own, and it specializes in podcasting. Now, I know how to do podcasts. I'm talking to you through that medium currently. So if you're interested in getting started, whether you just want a new hobby, it's fun. You'll like it. Or maybe you're a business and wants to reach new and existing clientele. Podcasting is a good way to do it. Get in now, though. It's already getting saturated, way saturated. So get in now. Don't wait. Contact me today at homemadepodcasts@s.com or leave me a message at 813-693-2124. Or maybe you're a local business that wants to advertise on a podcast, an affordable form of advertising. You have money. You have an advertising budget. Give it to me. I can help. Let me help you. Let's work together. 813-693-2124 and visit hmbradio.com. Earlier this week on Stay Woke, Stay Woke is a radio program I co-host with my friend Anna Hummel. We do it every night at midnight on 102.5 The Bone or theboneonline.com. Get the Bone app because you can hear the whole show on demand when you want it. You don't have to stay up till midnight like a weird white person. So we were talking about Tank. Tank is, I just learned who that was. It's an R&B singer from, I guess he's been around forever. I've never heard of him. But he did a podcast with some loud black women, and he brought up that performing S and some D, if you're a guy, you might not necessarily be gay. I don't know how that works, but we discussed it.
It's Stay Woke on 102.5 The Bone.
Don't that feel real funky, y'all?
I mean, I've tried things before. I mean, not sexually, but things that I thought I might be into that it turns out I wasn't. You know, like yoga. Thought maybe I was a yogi. Guess what? Not a yogi. Not even close. Didn't like it. Did it for 8 months. Does that mean I'm a yogi for life? I did yoga. That's what I say. But if you S-A-D once, maybe twice, does it make you gay? I don't know.
Does it make you gay? I mean, I would think my gut says... yes, right? My immediate answer just feels like that's an obvious yes. If you S-A-D, you're gay.
Right.
But when you think about it a little bit harder, then you get into, well, some people question whether they're gay or not.
You got to find out.
And then, so my thought was, well, maybe if you just try it, and then you're like, no, I didn't like that, I'm not gay. But then we were talking about and expounded on it even more mm-hmm. and said, well, sometimes you got to try things twice to really make sure you don't like it. But I would think the cutoff would definitely be two, right? You couldn't go back for a third one because then you're just getting like, you're just a gay guy now, right?
I mean, I would say probably in this society, if you even do it one time, and this is just my own like opinion, there really is no right or wrong answer because you could be like, "Hey, you're gay," and the guy would be like, "No, I'm not." So anybody, it's anybody's guess. It depends on how you define gay. I say being gay is you are sexually attracted to men. And maybe you don't practice that. Maybe it's not your preference. But if at a certain point in time you were, you could say you were gay in that moment. But you don't continue to live a gay lifestyle. I don't know. I do think that on some level, sexuality is a bit fluid. Because at the end of the day, and a very wise person I went to high school with said, I think we were having this very same discussion. He was a straight man. At least he alleged he was. He's now married with a child to a woman. But he looked at me, Anna, and he looked at me, and he said, Anna, you know, at the end of the day, hands are hands.
Yeah,
and I went,
that's not
you know
true.
What? You're kind of right, Jordan. You're kind of right.
Do you want to play the audio from Tank's podcast
yeah.
for people that didn't listen?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see if I have it here.
Go those ahead. Two girls.
So let's say a guy sucked a dick one time.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Does that mean that?
What does that mean?
Say twice.
No, here's the thing. Okay. So,
I just sucked a dick twice.
And this is twice as excessive. Okay,
oh, so make, now that's
no,
excessive.
No, but let's dig into it, right? Okay.
That he did.
He sucked a dick once, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I'm not sure if I liked it or not.
Let me try it again.
And then he says, you know what? It's not for me. Don't like the taste. You see what I'm saying?
So don't like the taste.
We're not talking about chicken. We're talking about chicken.
But it doesn't mean he's gay. It means he sucked twice.
Okay. So just for the sake of your argument, that's okay. I got you.
So that's the audio mm-hmm. from the clip. And
I see his point.
I kind of do too a little bit. Now, it doesn't make sense to me because I consider myself as a straight man, but I also do kind of believe that it's kind of on a spectrum a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I had said in the past that bisexuals don't really exist because then you just end up being, like, gay or you just find a wife or whatever.
I think you have preferences. Again, but you always bring that up. But, again, you can be bisexual and also monogamous. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does. But I also think you're just being greedy to a certain extent.
I mean, if people are willing to have sex with you, I don't think you're being greedy.
Well,
like, you're not taking people away from other people, you know?
Yeah. But you're just taking whatever you can get. You're just trying to get that.
Ain't nothing
that
wrong
release.
With that, my friend.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but it is kind of being indulgent. You know what I mean?
Do I think it's being indulgent? No, I don't think it's being, because I feel like, again, if you're attracted to both, it is. I mean, what if you're a bisexual person and you've had sex with one man and one woman, and then you have a guy who slept with 1,000 women? Is he being indulgent? Like.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right,
either.
Right, exactly.
So it doesn't really matter. I'm just bringing up, like, two things can be true at once here. Like, it can be indulgent and also nothing wrong with that either. Like,
sure.
If you can get it. Very few that, like, if you're Wilt Chamberlain or the nerd from Kiss, what's uh-huh. his name? Gene Simmons. He's allegedly slept with, like, 10,000 women.
Uh-huh.
It's like, even as a guy, I'm like, Jesus, man. Like, how much do you need? But
well,
also, YOLO, I guess, there's part of that. And if you can get it, why not take it?
Absolutely. And I think if it just becomes part of your daily, like I was listening to, I don't think it was a podcast, but it was an interview with Dan Bilzerian, like the
billionaire playboy.
Right. Well, I guess you would kind of relate him to Hugh Hefner, mm-hmm. like the modern day Hugh Hefner, but like upgrade that times 10 because he's way younger and he's going on yachts. He's doing fun stuff. He's got the guns. He's got the girl. He's got the marijuana. He's got everything. He thinks he's a sex addict, but then he says, I think most men are sex addicts. They just don't have the opportunity. And you have to understand that it's also kind of amplified because he constantly has a new influx of women. So that new and exciting feeling that most people lose when they settle down with one person or get married, he doesn't have that because there's always new girls that are kind of in, and it's like this sort of they kind of permeate in and out of this circle of girls, maybe even kind of like a revolving door. So for him, he always has that novelty, always has that excitement, which I think amps up your sex drive when something is like new and exciting. Like think about a new relationship. That's what he's dealing with on the daily. So he's has sex with these women all the time. And not only does he do it for himself, but he also does it for them because they're kind of in a weird sort of open relationship with him. And they all want his affection and his attention. So if he's just sleeping with one, the others will get jealous. So he has to bang all of them all the time.
Jeez, what a life. Poor man. What a life. You would still think, like, eventually you'd just be like, yeah, I'm good. I've done this enough. It's like, I love the cheesy gordita from Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I could eat it every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I had it, you know, for a week, 2 weeks, I'd probably be like, all right, I can't eat
just
this
like enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
And I also think that when you have so many, and I don't want to call them meaningless relationships because I don't know his life, but I don't think that you can be super intimate with, like, 12 girls at the same, and no one can, like, I in terms of like your feelings, your affection, you know, those sorts of things. So I feel like he lacks that sort of meaning. And when he was kind of questioned about that in the interview, he definitely said his most, it was funny, he said his most meaningful relationship or most meaningful connection. He talked about a time that he did shrooms with like close friends and a girlfriend. Like before, I think he was the Dan Bilzerian that we know.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me because it's like he has all the money and the fame and the girls, but he harps back to a memory that was like his best memory where he was just with his very close guy friends and his girlfriend. So it's like, isn't that what you should be striving for maybe? I don't know.
Well, it's like one of those things, like, is it quality or quantity? It goes back to that. Like, both can be good,
sure,
but maybe one's better than the others. I don't know. Brian Best on Twitter, he just tweeted it and said, you can lay 1,000 miles of pipe and never be a plumber, but you lay one man and you gay for life. Or S-A-D, as he says. Now, see, as a straight man, I identify as a straight man. I've definitely, like, thought, not that I ever question my sexuality, but maybe I'm missing something. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of think about it like maybe I would. I don't know.
Sure.
But then I pictured it in my head and I went, ugh. Like it just gave me the chill. So I think if you would even get to the point where you're like, I'm going to try it out, you might be gay.
Like I mentioned before during Johnny's show, if you're a guy and you're willing to try, you have so much more to lose in terms of, you know, like that guy said. He said, if you S1D or you sleep with one guy, you're gay. That sort of mentality versus like a woman's or that same mentality for women is like you can make out with as many girls as you want and no one will assume it, especially if it's in like a college context or something like that. So with a guy, if you're the willingness to try means that it's probably a very strong urge. That's what I think. Whereas with women, you could do it on like I've made out with a girl before and it was like a joke. Oh, haha, no big deal. And nobody thought of anything and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I never, ever questioned my sexuality. Actually, one time I did.
Yeah.
To my dad when I think I was 11. I was very confused. You know,
you know what? Like sex was?
Yes, or, yes, I guess 11. Yes, I knew everything by the time I was like 5. Like it was weird. I don't remember not knowing. I don't remember learning about sex. I felt like I somehow, obviously I learned about it at some point, but I never remember not knowing
because
I don't remember like finding out.
Yeah.
But I remember I had seen a girl at school and you're just really confused at that age about everything. A girl at school and I thought she was pretty and I was like, kind of like what the caller was talking about admiration or adoration. And I went, I thought she was pretty. I like ergo, I'm attracted to her. Therefore, I'm a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that to be very unsettling because I didn't at 11 years old, I didn't want to be a lesbian. And I was also because I didn't know anything. So I was like, and I felt like that may have been weird or whatever. And it's not like I grew up in a very conservative home or anything like that where that was like shunned, but you're confused. And I would only wear like boys' clothes. And so that's what, you know, my parents even talked about it. They're like, well, it might be gay. So I went to my dad and I said, you know, I saw this girl at school and I thought she was pretty. Like, does that make me gay? And my dad could sense that I found it to be like I was worried about it. Like, I didn't want to be gay, so he just kind of told me what I wanted to hear to just kind of like relieve my anxiety. He was like, "No, absolutely not. Not even a chance." Like, he's like, "I think guys are good looking," whatever he said, you know. And then when he told my mother that, you know, my mother was like, "We're going to love her no matter what."
There you go. Stay woke midnights. 102.5 The Bone, theboneonline.com, or get the Bone app. You can get it on demand whenever you want, plus all the other great Bone content, including Mike Calta Show, Roger and JP, Drew Garabo Live, Soul Brother Kevin Show, and Johnny B Show, followed by Stay Woke. All those shows right there when you need them, plus local traffic, weather, all that. If you want some homemade broadcast stickers, I got some, magnets, hit me up at thehomemadebroadcast@radiostpete.com. Slip into my DMs at @home_made_man, either on Twitter or Instagram. I have a Facebook page. You know, it's still there. HMB Radio, one word, Tampa Bay. Like that page. Like Radio St. Pete while you're there. RadioSt.Pete.com. It should just come right up if you search Facebook. And you can find Radio St. Pete on Twitter and Instagram at Radio St. Pete. Radio STPETE. And please do make sure you support those who support us. Check out NTTFitness.com and TruVSalonAndSpa.com. NTT Fitness, you get that meal plan going. You know, the holidays are coming up. You're going to be eating a lot. Eat some stuff that's good for you. Visit NTTFitness.com and put in code LEVELUP15. Get your 15% off. And TruVie Salon Spa, no promo code needed. Just go in there and be like, "Hey, Will sent me from the Homemade Broadcast. I need a haircut. Can you make my face look better somehow? Frame it better because it's not working." Leave a message on the Homemade Broadcast line, 813-693-2124. Voice and texts are accepted there. And keep checking back at HMB Radio because periodically I'll put up some new blog posts, news that's for the Tampa Bay area. About the Tampa Bay area, and for you to consume. HMBRadio.com. And tell a friend about it. You know, that's really a simple way to help the show. You know, subscribing and giving it 5 stars, like stuff like that really does help as well. But just telling somebody about it, spreading the word, you know, word of mouth is the best form of advertising, and I really, really appreciate it. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, please stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, you're the best. Please subscribe. Thank you. Thank you. God, I need help. With that, I'm going to go. It's been fun. Always good talking to you. I hope you have a great week. Check out HMB Sides on Fridays at hmbradio.com and on the podcast feed. My name is Will Koontz. This has been The Homemade Broadcast. This was and is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a good one. Goodbye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.